Thank you. All right. Here we are. We are in the Jesus Message series. I have been having so much fun with this series. Not kidding. Just going through the Gospel of Matthew, like just sitting there and seeing how Matthew understands who Jesus is and how he wants to lead us through understanding who Jesus is. It's been really fun for me. I've been going through this. We've been going on quite a journey with unpacking Jesus as the Messiah. He is this confrontation with the deceiver, if you remember that one. And as well as then he has this teaching. He has this teaching that he goes through. We spent a lot of weeks, guys, a lot of weeks on the Sermon on the Mount and Jesus speaking pretty plainly about how he understands God's kingdom and for inviting us into understanding it the way that Jesus wants to communicate it and how he understands it. And so now today, we've come to a section of Scripture in Matthew, and Jesus is going to start teaching in parables, right? He's going to start teaching in parables. And this is what his disciples actually ask him right here. Why do you teach the people in parables, right? You may be thinking the same thing, or you may be going like, well, that's just what Jesus did, right? He just taught in parables. Parables are these kind of little treasure troves, right? If you spend some time in them and you can understand them, you get these little bits of treasure to help you understand something. But the problem is they're also like a puzzle, right? How do you supposed to put this puzzle together and make it make sense? They are intentionally difficult to understand. It's a teaching that's intentionally difficult to understand. How come Jesus does that, right? Just talk plainly. Just tell us, right? You know, don't make us work so hard for it, right? And this is a real problem. You know why this is a real problem? Because communicating with people is it's a real problem, isn't it? It's hard. I mean, how many communication breakdowns have you had with somebody, even just this morning, right? Just even today, just even this week, how many times have you tried to say something or communicate something and it completely got misunderstood, right? And what does it cause? It caused fighting and arguments and maybe hurt feelings, right? There's a lot of things that go into that, and it's hard. And that's with people that like are trying to understand each other. What about people that are like not interested at all? It's even more difficult, isn't it? This is what happens with our boys, Levi and Matthias. And it's not because they're bad kids. They're awesome kids. I love them. But sometimes when they play together, they get so caught up into the little world that they're playing that you can't break into it to get their attention for anything. And my wife, Amanda, because she's a great mom, she came up with a way of breaking into that. She will call out their name, and then she asks them a question, right? So she calls out their name, and then she asks her a question. So they have to like, oh, I heard my name, right? And then now I've got to actually respond to a question that's being proposed to me. And it's really simple, and it works. It's beautiful. So she'll just say, Levi, are you ready to listen? Matthias, are you ready to listen? Michael, are you ready to listen? This is how I know it's effective, because it works on me. Right, I get a little in my own little world. I'm not paying attention, and it works. It absolutely works. Are you ready to listen? And this is what I've discovered about Jesus teaching in parables. He's doing it in a way to go, are you ready to listen? Are you ready to listen? If you have ears to hear, then you should listen and understand, right? Are you ready to listen? So I want to take you through helping you to understand what Jesus is trying to do with these parables and what I've discovered about this as I've been engaging with them so that you can be better able to understand what Jesus is saying and that you have then gained this wealth of knowledge and understanding and can actually live in to the kingdom the way that Jesus is describing it, okay? So are you ready to listen? Here we go. So the first thing to understand about a parable is it's always connected to a setting, some kind of context, some type of circumstance. It's set in there. And Jesus teaches out of it. He uses it as a time of a teaching moment, right? You know, something happens in life, and then you're just going to use that to make a point about something, make some kind of teaching. That's what Jesus does here. He has a context that he's in, and then he is going to use that context to communicate something, okay? So, as you know, we're going to go into chapter 13, but before we get into that, we need to understand the context that this is set in. And it's set in the context of chapter 12, because 12 comes before 13. I know, brilliant, that's a freebie, okay? So, chapter 12 is a whole day of Jesus having a confrontation with the religious leaders. He is going out and he's teaching. He's teaching in some of the synagogues. That's like their gathering places, their little churches. And the religious leaders, the Pharisees, the great biblical scholars, those that understand God's kingdom and are directing the people to live in a certain way, that's those people, they are having some issue with what Jesus is doing. Some of it is doing this work on the Sabbath, and Jesus is trying to get them to understand, well, this Sabbath day, this day that's set apart, is to actually help to bring people to healing, and you're focused on them not doing anything, not doing any work, and you're focused on the wrong way, and they have huge issues with that to such a degree that they've decided Matthew chapter 12 is the place where the Pharisees decide they need to eliminate Jesus. It's time to move on from him. They've rejected him as a potential candidate for their Messiah, this king that is supposed to come up through this line of David and bring this nation of Israel back so that they could bring all other nations under their guidance. They've rejected him as that. And now they're like, not only do we reject him, we need to get rid of him. And things are heating up. This is a hostile environment. You ever walk into a room or into a space and you're like, you can just feel the tension, right? It's like uncomfortable. That's the type of space this is. There's a lot of hostility from the religious leaders towards Jesus. There's a lot of pressure from them onto anybody that might be listening to or following Jesus' teachings. In fact, it gets so bad that as you read through the end of chapter 12, you have this little account where Jesus' mother and brothers come to him and want to talk with him because they want him to stop. Like, you're getting yourself into trouble here. You're making it hard on you. You're making it harder on us. Right? There's something going on. And then, of course, Jesus uses that as a teaching moment. If you remember that, oh, who are my mothers and brothers and things like that. Right? That's the context that we're setting in. So all this hostility, all of this pressure, things are, I mean, the tension is there, and people are feeling it. So much so, Jesus is going to leave the synagogues and go out away from there, these little gathering places, and he's going to go somewhere else to start, just be by himself, and then there's a crowd that gathers, and he starts teaching, and then he gives this parable, okay? So how do I know this? Right? Do you want some proof that I know that it's connected with this scenario? So chapter 12 ends. Verse 1 of chapter 13 says this. Later that same day, it's right there. This whole thing has happened, and now later that same day, something is going to happen. Right? So it's connected to that whole scenario, that whole circumstance that had happened. So later that same day, Jesus left the house and sat beside the lake. He's out by himself here. A large crowd soon gathered around him, so he got into a boat. Then he sat there and taught as the people stood on the shore. So stop there for a second. Okay, let's just picture this, right? There's all this hostility. He leaves this place where there's all this hostility and things. He goes off by himself, and people are still wanting to know, like, what's going on here, Jesus? How do we respond to this? So they go and they flock to him. And they're standing up on the shore, and he's sitting in a boat, and he's looking out, and now he's going to start teaching these people. But are they ready to listen? Are you ready to listen? In fact, verse 3 starts out this way. He told them many stories in the form of parables, such as this one, and then what's the first word? Listen. Are you ready to listen? Like, I totally get the circumstance we're in, but are you ready to listen to what I have to say? Listen. I'm going to read this whole parable. Some of you may be familiar with this. Some of you may not. It may be brand new, and that's okay. But I want you to be thinking about the scenario that it's set in, the hostility, the tension, right? All of these things that people are concerned about. And it's all surrounding around what people can understand and what they don't understand, okay? I want you to think about it. I want you to picture this in your mind. I want you to think about some of the images that Jesus is describing here, because that's the way he communicates with us, okay? So let's listen and try to understand. Listen, a farmer went out to plant some seeds. As he scattered them across his field, some seeds fell on a footpath, and the birds came and ate them. Other seeds fell on the shallow soil and the underlying rock. The seeds sprouted up quickly because the soil was shallow, but the plants soon wilted under the hot sun, and since they didn't have deep roots, they died. Other seeds fell among thorns that grew up and choked out the tender plants. Still other seeds fell on fertile soil, and they produced a crop that was 30, 60, and even 100 times as much as been planted. Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. Are you ready to listen? So now, before we start trying to apply this and figure out which soil am I supposed to be or whatever, that's not even actually the point. He's addressing the context. He's addressing everything that has just been happening here. And so if we put ourselves in their place, they've experienced this from that day, and now they're listening to the teaching, what things might they be connecting to? What things might Jesus want them to connect to that maybe they're not connecting to? He's going to explain this in a minute, but I want us just to sit there before we come back in and look at this again, okay? Because this is where he gets done saying this, and the disciples are there, and they ask him the question. We'll put it up here again. His disciples came and said, "Why do you use parables when you talk to the people?" Why is Jesus using parables when he talks to the people? All of this hostility, all of this pressure, all of the things that are happening now that changes Jesus' tactics in communicating this good news about the kingdom as he understands it. He's changed it. And the disciples are, "Why are you doing that?" Jesus is going to explain himself. Before we can really go back and look at this parable, we need to hear what Jesus has to say. Verse 11. "You are permitted to understand the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but others are not." Who is the you he's talking to, and who are the others? Interesting, isn't it? We're going to unpack that in a little bit. You are able to understand the secrets of the kingdom, but others are not permitted to know this. Okay? So he's laying it out. Who's the you he's talking to, and who are the others? Okay? Verse 12. "To those who listen to my teaching, more understanding will be given, and they will have an abundance of knowledge." That is the you he's talking to. Those who listen to my teaching, and more understanding will be given. You may not understand it all, but you're listening to it. You want to understand it. You're ready to listen. I will give you more understanding about it. Right? That's the you who's permitted to know the secrets of the kingdom. But those who are not listening, even what little understanding they have, will be taken from them. They think they know. They think they understand this. But it's going to be taken. Who might that be? In this scenario, who might those people that think they know how the kingdom of God is supposed to work, and they think they understand it, but when they hear something about it, they don't get it. It's actually taken from them. They understand even less. Maybe the Pharisees, religious leaders of the law, yeah, right? They think they know. But even that's being taken from them. They play a crucial role in this parable, actually. Okay? And he says, verse 13, "That is why I use parables, for they look, but they don't really see. They hear, but they don't really listen or understand. They are not ready to listen. So before we start trying to figure out which soil we're supposed to be and all of that, we need to understand the context that Jesus is giving to this teaching. And he says if they they take a hold of this moment that he gets to reveal the secrets of the kingdom to these people, if they would listen and they would understand, if they make themselves ready to listen so that they could understand, they have more explanation given to them and they have this great harvest, this great abundance growing up from within them, a more and more knowledge and understanding. That is the goal of this whole thing. That's the whole point of this. And Jesus reveals his hand a little bit here in verses 16 through 18. He said, "Blessed are your eyes." Now, who is he talking to? Yeah, the disciples right there. "Blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. I tell you the truth. Many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see, but they didn't see it. And they longed to hear what you hear, but they didn't hear it." Stop. Just think. Does that mean that the knowledge was taken from them? No, they're longing for it. They're wanting to hear what the kingdom of heaven is all about. They're waiting for that day that it's going to be revealed and all of that. And did they see it? They didn't get to see it. They died before it was brought to them. They died before their ears could experience that. But all these disciples sitting right there with Jesus, they get to have that. They get to experience that. And guess who else gets to experience that? You and me, yeah. Because we're reading it. It's right here. Jesus is revealing it. We have an account of it. Thank you, Matthew, for writing this stuff down, right? We are able to be, we're invited to this, right? And so then Jesus says in verse 18, "Now listen to the explanation of the parable about the farmer planting the seeds." Are you ready to listen? He's going to give you more understanding. He's going to give you an explanation so that it can take root and grow up. Are you ready to listen? Are you ready to listen? Now, I said that the Pharisees and the religious leaders, they played a crucial role in this whole parable. And you can read what Jesus explains and all the connections, and you're going to see what he draws out. And I want to share what I am seeing and drawing out of this, okay? If you look at the context that it's set in, these religious leaders play a crucial role. The seed is being sown, right? It's generously sown. I mean, it's like a farmer that doesn't even know or care what he's doing. He's just going to throw seed everywhere, right? Not just on the fertile soil, but where? Everywhere. Everywhere. On the footpath? That's ridiculous. Why would you try to grow something on a footpath, right? Why don't you just take a handful of seed and throw it out onto the highway? It's not going to do anything, right? So he's throwing it there. It's generosity. This generous seed is going out everywhere. It's the kingdom of heaven, right? The understanding about the kingdom of heaven. That's a word about the kingdom of heaven. It's being thrown out there everywhere. But there's some that they're so stubborn that they think they know what it's like. And if it doesn't match up at all, it's too bad. It's too late. Birds come along and they take it away. And they actually end up with less understanding. Whom might those be? It's like the religious leaders and the Pharisees, right? They just have this stubbornness that they cannot get, and they've completely rejected Jesus. It's solid ground, people. There's no budging. And what about the seed that is sown onto the rocky soil, right? Oh, wow, that's really good, Jesus. I like what you have to say. But what happens? The hot sun comes out. And if you've ever been standing in the sun or working in the sun for a period of time, what happens? You get really thirsty. You get really tired. You get worn out. There's that pressure, right? There's that pressure that's being put on you to not listen to the way that Jesus is describing things. Who's putting the pressure on? That's an interesting question, isn't it? Who's playing a major role in this parable? They're putting the pressure on, right? The religious leaders are putting the pressure on the people around them. And if you don't really aren't ready to listen, then it's just going to wither. It's going to weather. How do you handle the pressure put on by these religious leaders? We're just sitting here with the disciples in a way that they need to receive it, okay? All right? What about the being planted where the thorns grow up? Choke it off? Who might the thorns be? Right? Jesus talks about how it's the worries of this life. And yeah, you're going to be concerned because what if I'm kicked out of the synagogue? I'm not allowed to worship there anymore with my family. I could lose my job, all because I'm listening to the things of Jesus, and I get more focused on that. And who's putting that pressure on and who's addressing those worries? The Pharisees play a huge role in this, don't they? But what about the place where there's good soil? If you're in a place where you're really ready to listen, because you want to have understanding, it's going to be given to you. And then if you are the good soil, right, the disciples are good soil, they're hearing it, they're ready to listen. Later on in this chapter 13, if you keep reading, they come to Jesus and ask for an explanation of a parable. And he doesn't just throw them away and be like, oh, you idiots, you don't know what I'm talking about yet. No, he just explains it to them. It's like, no big deal. Jesus wants us to understand. He wants to give you the knowledge of the kingdom. He wants to explain it to you. Are you ready to listen? That's the good soil. The disciples have this place where they could be the good soil if they're ready to listen. And they will have a harvest that will grow up even in the midst of the worries of this life, even in the midst of the pressure being put on by maybe the religious leaders, even in the midst of the stubbornness of other people, they will still be able to have a harvest, an abundant harvest, 30, 60, maybe even 100 times as much. Are you ready to listen? Are you ready to listen, right? Are you ready to listen to what Jesus has to say? And because if you are ready to listen, if you're ready to listen and take in what Jesus has to say, I want to help you to do that, okay? I'm not going to go through and explain this. I want you to do the work of it. It does take some getting dirty a little bit, right? Rolling up your sleeves, doing some work. Like, Jesus, really help me to understand. I want to see this kingdom by your perspective. And in our world today, there is so much stuff out there that can help you to understand what Jesus is saying. There's archaeological books. There's commentaries of really smart people that can kind of help unpack that for you. There's a variety of things. In fact, there's so much stuff. It's overwhelming to know where to even get started, right? And if you're a person that is ready to listen and you want to take those next steps of discovering these things and having Jesus explain these things to you, I want to give you three ways to get started. You can pick one of these three ways. You can pick all of these three ways, but they are going to help you to get started, okay? The first resource that I want to give you, which is also, all of these things are going to be linked into the description of the video, or if you're connected with us here at Real Life, we're sending this email out to you. So you can connect in that way. But the Bible Project is the first one. This is scholarly level type of knowledge put down into an animated video form that helps to explain some of these things. You want to know what the kingdom of heaven is about? They have a whole video about that. It's like 4 to 8 minutes long, and it summarizes that theme throughout the entire Bible, from Genesis to the end, to Revelation, okay? And they look for those themes that are there. And then even in understanding what Matthew is all about, they have a whole video on that. And they're great. They're really good resources for you. I encourage you to take advantage of that. So Bible Project is one. Two is a study Bible of sorts, to have some kind of study Bible. And I suggest using, here's an online one, which is, excuse me, Bible Gateway. Bible Gateway is an online resource where you can go in and choose a variety of different translations. They have a bunch of commentary stuff that comes alongside to explain things to you. Or you can purchase an actual hard copy, a real Bible, right? An actual Bible that you can look in that has all that stuff in there. Which brings me to the third thing. I will go through and explain how to use this in my Dusty Bible Bible study that I do every week. Online on YouTube, Wednesdays at 6:30. Tune in. We go through the scripture that we're going to look at on Sunday to help prepare you and help dig deeper. But also, I will go through this resource of Bible Gateway and show you some tricks of the trade of how to use this and get the most out of it to dig deeper. People come and watch this along with me on Wednesdays, and sometimes they ask questions in the chat. Sometimes they send it out beforehand. But it's all in preparation of showing that you're ready to listen, right? It's your effort of doing that. And it's a way of showing, like, Jesus, I'm going to give priority to your understanding of the kingdom. Jesus, I'm going to put you first in amongst all of the stuff, of the worries of the world, the hostility that I face, the pressures that I face, and any stubbornness that might be there. I want to sit at your feet. I want to put you first. I want to make you a priority. I want to be, I'm ready to listen. And just think about this. If you're ready to listen, which type of soil does that make you? Makes you the good soil. And you'll have an abundance of knowledge. So I invite you to be a part of that. Now, today and every day, Jesus, in your name we pray. Amen.